For God, all things are possible. That's the theme on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay right where you are, because we begin now. We are people of possibility. That's the topic on today's program. How are you doing? My name is Gary Zimak. Great to have you here with me today. By the way, we had a fantastic night at St. Andrew Parish in Newtown, Pennsylvania last night. If you were there, man, we had a packed house. I was so excited to be there talking about how to move from fear to faith. Today we are back continuing our Lenten radio retreat. Only got a few more days left, but we're going to make these count, right? We're going to give it our best shot. We are people of possibility. That's the message today. And that's something to keep in mind as we count down these remaining few days of Lent. I wanted to remind you quickly that tomorrow morning at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll be doing my weekly spot on the EWTN Radio Sunrise Morning Show. So if you can tune in, you'll hear a Bible verse that will help you to remain free from anxiety. That's 6:35 a.m. Eastern tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show. But right now, we have a retreat to continue. Lots of good stuff for the remainder of the week. We'll wrap up the book Rediscover Jesus tomorrow on the program, which is Wednesday of Holy Week. And then Holy Thursday and Good Friday will have special shows. So the retreat still continues, and I urge you to keep hanging in there. We're not done yet. I especially want you to be here, if you can, for the Good Friday program, because we will reflect on the death of our Lord, the passion of our Lord, and his death on the cross. And what I have planned now is to look at and to do the Stations of the Cross. I think that's very important to do on Good Friday. So that's what we have planned. I really hope you'll be able to, you'll stay with me and listen to the program through Friday. And then I'm going to be here after that. So this show is going to stay on the air as it has been for the past 5+ years. I hope you'll be able to continue to listen. Even after the Lenten retreat is over, listen, we're just getting started. We're just getting started knowing Jesus. And now we're going to put what we learned into practice. For how long? Well, how about this? How about for the rest of our lives? We're going to continually try to get closer to Jesus Christ throughout the remainder of our lives. I'd love to have you with me on the show. I haven't fully decided on what the daily themes will be. Next week, we'll focus on the Easter message because it's such an important message. It'll be the octave of Easter. And then after that, we'll do a daily theme every day plus the regular daily mass readings. So you're going to get your scripture, you're going to get some inspiration, and you're going to get your old buddy Gary here every day, Monday through Friday, on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you'll be able to continue listening and let your friends know about the program. I have to tell you my beverage du jour today. You ready for this? Here we go. Mystic Monk Coffee. Easter Sunrise Blend. Yeah, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but if you want some excellent coffee, if you're a coffee fan as I am, I recommend you check out the fine coffee from Mystic Monk Coffee. Their slogan is the best coffee you will ever drink. You got to admit, it has to be pretty good for them to have a slogan like that. This coffee is brewed by the Carmelite monks in Wyoming. I believe they're in Cody, Wyoming. They do an excellent job. They're good men. They love our Blessed Mother. They love Jesus. And they brew some fine coffee. So check it out, Mystic Monk Coffee. You can find out more information or order yourself some by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Mystic Monk image. So check that out. Make sure you get yourself some Easter Sunrise Blend, some Pascha Java, some cinnamon coffee cake, some of the many other flavors that they have. And you will not be disappointed. Okay, let's get right to it. Let's pray and get started with talking about people of possibility. That's us, by the way. Please join me as we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We're very grateful for the opportunity that you have given us to be on this earth for one more day. Please help us know what you would like us to do with our lives. Help us to remain strong and continue to seek you every day of our lives. Please help those who are suffering in any way, those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt, those who are dealing with despair, those who are battling addictions, those who might be struggling financially, those who are experiencing religious persecution. We also want to remember and ask you, Lord, to help all of those people affected by the tragic bombing today, earlier today, the tragic terrorist bombing that we experienced earlier today in Belgium. And we ask you to have mercy on the souls of all who died and allow those, anyone affected, to experience peace. We pray also, as hard as it is, for the terrorists. We ask you to soften their hearts and to help them be able to find you and to stop heading down a path of terror. Father, I give this program to you, and I ask you to take it over. I ask you to speak through me. I ask you to speak through me and to open our minds and our hearts so that we may be receptive to the message that you have for us today. Father, we present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be, and we ask you to help us with all of our own personal problems and intentions. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn now, as we do each day, to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you so much for tuning in. I thank you for praying with me. I really thank you for hanging in there with this retreat throughout Lent. You're doing a fantastic job. It really is commendable that you are here every day, or most days, or that you're still here at this point, and that we're together trying to grow closer to Jesus Christ, trying to get to know him better, and trying to do his will in our lives. That's a great thing. If you're able to do this throughout Lent, you are well on the right. You're well on your way to getting to heaven. I mean, that's what this is all about. And I think this has been a really good experience. And I hope this turns out to be the best Lent that you've ever had. Well, without further ado, let's take a look at the book now. We're on chapter 39. We only got one more chapter after this. We'll do this tomorrow, of Rediscover Jesus. And look, even after we're done the retreat, keep the book, take a look at it from time to time, and try to continue moving closer to Jesus. I would strongly recommend that, and it's not just because I wrote it, that you read my book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, because I really believe I believe in the book. If you read it, you're going to grow closer to Jesus. You take that book and you combine it with this book, and there's a few other good books that have been written about having a relationship with Jesus, but if you do that, you're going to get to know him much better than you do now. And that's a great thing. We all want to continue to know him as much as possible. Let's take a look at this. People of Possibility, chapter 39. God wants to fill you with hope, so you can see the possibilities. There is one type of person everyone loves having on their team at work, the person who makes things happen. Ask her to take care of something and never have to think about it again. You don't have to wonder whether she took care of it. Give her a problem, and she jumps in and gets it solved. Ask her to do something really difficult that she has never done before, and she replies, no problem. We'll find a way to get it done. These are people of possibility. And you all know these people. You may be one of these people. And I agree. I love people like this. When I was working as a software developer and a project manager, there were certain people that I knew that if I went to, they would get the problem solved because they wouldn't give up. And those kind of people are incredibly important in the workplace, not only in the workplace, but in the world. Now, back to the book. Christians should be the ultimate people of possibility. But too often, we are people of impossibility. Suggest that something new or different be done in your community, and often all you will hear are reasons why it can't be done. We don't have enough money. Too many other things going on. It won't work. People won't come. We've tried something like this before. Sound familiar? It really does, doesn't it? Our churches should be palaces of possibility. Christians, more than anyone else, should be a people of possibility. But too often, we are negative, with our gaze cast downward and backward, lacking joy and behaving like people of impossibility. Would the Holy Spirit ever bear this pessimism? Pessimism belongs to the slaves of this world, not to the children of God. This kind of pessimism has a twin brother, cynicism. Both are enemies of faith. We live in a cynical time. Cynicism strangles joy, kills hope, and fills our hearts and minds with doubt. I got to say, this is something that drives me crazy, cynicism. I have been, throughout my life, very cynical. And I would question and really have a hard time with people who were positive. I really would. And look, I'm not proud of it, but that's the way I was. That might be my nature. I don't know. But I really know that's the way I was. But the closer I have become to Christ, the more I have seen him work in my life. And yes, I have seen many, many miracles in my life. It's pretty hard for me now to stand back and say that something is impossible after what I've seen in my life, honestly. And I think you probably may feel the same way if you've seen miracles in your life. Don't fall into the trap of being cynical, because now when somebody is cynical, when I try to be positive, and look, realistically speaking, with God all things are possible. So it's not like I'm burying my head in the sand when I talk about this. When I try to say, well, look, there's always hope. With God all things are possible. It's because it's true. If somebody thinks something is impossible, then they're the ones being unrealistic. But it's really hard to be around cynical people, because they can be really negative. So again, that could be a real challenge. All right, let's see. These are trying times for people of faith. But when my heart is weary and my mind is tortured, I always return to two truths. The first is this. Christianity has never failed. It is simply incapable of failure. Many have failed to live the Christianity they professed, but that is human failure, not the failure of Christianity. Whenever and wherever the teachings of Jesus have been taken seriously, the results have been astounding and yet remarkably similar. Throughout history, over and over again, when someone has wholeheartedly embraced Jesus and his teachings, that person has been transformed from a shadow of his real self into a shining example of what the human person is actually capable of when we allow God to direct our lives. Men and women of all faiths who cross paths with that person have been lovingly challenged to reconsider their own lives. Many have been won to new and exciting relationships with God through that person's example. They in turn spread compassion, joy, and wisdom to others who cross their path. Every man and woman who embraces the teachings of Jesus sets off an astounding domino effect of love of God and neighbor. Wow, really important, isn't it? Really important to reflect on that. And he goes on to say, Christianity works. You know what? I remember a fellow I used to work with. One time we were talking about faith and different religious denominations. And he said, you know, religion is all about making you feel good. And it's something that just makes you feel good, as if to ignore the fact that Christianity is not just something to make you feel good, that it's the truth and that it does work. It's not just kind gestures, kind words, feel-good sentiments. It's not that. Christianity is following the Lord. And Christianity is true. Everything Jesus said is true. But so often, we forget to believe it, or we don't believe it, or we don't think that it's possible. It's something we all need to really come to grips with and understand. The second truth that I direct my heart and mind to in times of discouragement is this. If Christians behaved like Christians, the world would be a very different place. Amen. There are 2 billion Christians on the planet today. How would the world be different if we Christians simply behaved as Christians? Imagine. It is time to refocus on the essential invitation of Christianity that is found in the Gospels. It is an invitation to complete joy delivered by Jesus Christ. It is time to rediscover Jesus. And listen, this is what you and I, this is directed to you and I. We are challenged by this book in this Lenten season, Lent 2016, to rediscover Jesus, to embrace his teachings. To bring his teachings to the world. But in order to do that, what has to happen? We have to get to know him first. We have to get to know Jesus first. And then once we do, we can share him. We can share him with others. That's the challenge. That's the challenge before us. We can't worry about the rest of the world because that's too easy for us to do. To say, all right, the world is a mess. If only people would start living like Christians, then things will be better. That's true, but we have to look at ourselves. What are we doing about it? One person might not make a huge difference. It really doesn't matter. We need to do our best, and we need to let the Lord multiply our efforts. But we have to do our best. If I'm not doing my best, and you're not doing your best, and millions of other people aren't doing their best, then Christianity is not going to take hold in the world. But listen, all we can do is do our best and try to live Christ-like lives. It starts with getting to know him. You're on the right track. Let's keep this going. Don't be overwhelmed by results. Don't feel overwhelmed by the fact that you've got an uphill battle. The only thing you can control are your actions. So let's get started with them, okay? Point to ponder today. Open your heart, mind, and soul to the possibilities. Verse to live, Matthew 19:26. For God, all things are possible. Not some things, not most things, but all things. Question to consider, have you ever tried to live Christianity wholeheartedly? And this is a question you might not be able to answer all at once, but you might want to be thinking about this. Do you really take seriously the gospel message? Do you really? Or do you look at it? Do you look at it as something that's really not possible to live out? That's the challenge for us this Lent, this day. Prayer, Lord, help me to see the possibilities. And that's a great idea, to pray for the ability to see the possibilities of living your Christian life to the fullest extent possible. Pray. Ask the Lord for help. Because otherwise we could easily lose sight of the importance of doing it. If you have any questions, please let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Man, this is good stuff today. It really is. Let's take a look at today's Mass readings now. As we continue on with our Lenten retreat, things are getting pretty tough for Jesus now. And we're going to see that as we continue with the remainder of the readings for this week. The walls are closing in on him. It's very challenging for him to continue to proclaim the truth. The first reading today is Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 6. Hear me, O islands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain, and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. If you look at the mission of Jesus Christ, if you look at his death on the cross, and you look at it from worldly standards, it almost looks as if he failed. The people expected him to be a Messiah. The people expected him to come in such a way that he would liberate them from the rule of the Romans. They missed the point. The kingdom of Jesus was not so much an earthly kingdom as it was a heavenly kingdom. He reigned from a cross. He accomplished exactly what he set out to accomplish. He redeemed us. But looking at it with our human eyes, it didn't look like it was something that was successful. Keep that in mind when it comes to your efforts to spread the good news, your efforts to stop worrying and to trust in the Lord, your efforts to get to know Jesus personally, your efforts to overcome your favorite sin and become a better person. Try your best. Ask for the grace from God to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. And don't get too hard on yourself if you fall or if you don't appear to be successful, especially when it comes to evangelization. Plant the seeds and let the Holy Spirit do the heavy lifting. That's so important to keep in mind. Today's Psalm 71, I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. You are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. He's your hope. He's your only hope. Don't hope in the things of the world. They're going to let you down every time. Put your hope in Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel, John 13, verses 21 through 38, tough message. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, Master, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it. So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, What are you going to do? What you are going to do, do quickly. Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you. Simon Peter said to him, Master, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later. Peter said to him, Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times. I'll tell you what, this is a powerful gospel message today. The one line that really got to me, and I put this out on social media earlier today, was when Jesus was deeply troubled, and he testified, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. I am responsible for that, and I've done it many times over the course of my life. I betrayed the Lord many times. I didn't mean to, but I did. I was selfish. I wanted what I wanted. And I wasn't willing to forgo the instant gratification that comes with sin. I did it so many times. I continue to do it. That's what Lent is all about. Lent's that time where we look into ourselves and we realize that we've sinned so many times. Our sins, each one of us, our sins put Christ on the cross. And he suffered tremendously. Now the question is, after we acknowledge that, after we think about that and realize that, yeah, my sins put Jesus on the cross, what do I want to do about it? I can't change the past. The future isn't guaranteed. What do I want to do about the present? And that's what we want to take into consideration this day. We want to do what we can to turn away from sin and to turn toward the Lord. Now remember, there's still plenty of time left, only a few days in Lent left, but there's still plenty of time. Let's continue to do what we can and ask the Lord to help us to grow closer to him, okay? God willing, I plan to be back on the air with you tomorrow, and I hope you can tune in. We're going to do our Wednesday program and really wrap up the Rediscover Jesus book, but that doesn't conclude the retreat. We still have a few days left of the retreat. So again, please stick with me. We got a lot of important things to do throughout this week. And I suggested last night, I'll make the suggestion again, if you get a chance, please try to read each of the Passion accounts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all have Passion accounts with slightly different details. And I think it's a great Holy Week exercise. So please try to do that and really let yourself appreciate and understand just how much Jesus loves you and what he went through in order to redeem you. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please also know that I would love to speak at your parish. You can contact me either through followingthetruth.com or emailing me directly at my email address. Also, remember that I need your help to go forward with my full-time ministry. If you'd like this program to stay on the air, and if you'd like the rest of my work to continue, you can do something to help me. You can either contribute financially by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab, or you can also consider purchasing some Mystic Monk coffee or using the link for my Amazon store on my website, all at followingthetruth.com. I'm very grateful for your support. I thank you so much for your prayers, for everything that you've done and you continue to do to help me to get the good news spread to the entire world. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. I hope you'll join me as well. Remember, it's not too late. And continue to be a person of possibility. God bless you.